Joining us now is weapons systems expert Mark Steele, and he is going to be talking with him about what is going on with these EMFs and what we learned recently about the metals in the sky. Welcome, Mark. Welcome to Frequency Wars.
Hi, Tim. Well, obviously, the whole thing in relation to metals, the aluminium that used to pour in the sky were for over the horizon radar systems. So this is where the technology was developed, so you could actually track and basically spy on people at long distance. So you'd use a sub gigahertz to about 10 gigahertz frequency, basically radar. You bounce it off these aluminium particulates.
The aluminium, that's coming down from the sky. Okay.
Well, they developed a significant number of metal contaminants to put into the sky because you need to hold it in the sky because obviously you're going to use it as a reflector. So you pour it into the airspace and then it allows you to fire a signal from the ground that called over-the-horizon weapon systems. So you'd fire a signal up and then what it does, it deviates, goes down. And what it really does, I mean, you can bounce it off the ionosphere, but you get a better reflection, you get a more precise, because you're trying to gather data on what your enemy's activities are all about. So that's where the technology came from. However,
Now when you say signal, you're saying like an electromagnetic frequency signal.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, okay. You're looking for a reflection. So you're looking for a reflection from that over the horizon, whatever pollution you've put into the air. So there's a lot of nasties in there. There's a lot of very, very dangerous metals, but obviously it's a weapon system, so I can understand that. However, because obviously in a battle you want to you're trying to save your troops on the ground, so there's a technological reason and a risk assessment to your own troops as well as civilians in the area in using that type of technology. We've now got continual spraying in the sky of very, very similar metals, and it's all part of this 5G network, HARP, which is weather modification, where we have this, this global warming narrative, absolute garbage, but they just keep pushing this narrative. But I can change the weather using HARP,
right,
and I can do it a little bit more successfully if I've got these contaminants in air.
Okay. Mark, let me ask you a question on that. So apparently they've been doing HARP for years now, and 5G is starting to get rolling out, or has been rolled out. But like going from 4G to 5G with these metals in the air, were they still reflecting? But now 5G is what? More better internet, more powerful? What's the step up from 4 to 5?
The greater difference between 4G and 5G is the fact that 5G, the antenna design, allows focused energy in air, direct energy in air. So let's say a 4G mast, for laymen so they can understand, it's like me having an incandescent bulb in the middle of a room. I take the shade off, I've got an incandescent bulb in the middle of a room, and I walk away from it. And the further you get away from it, it's called inverse square law. So the radiation drops off as it radiates in all directions. A 5G antenna, there's a number of different designs, there's a number of different ways to create this, but just to make it simple so people understand, 5G is like a torch. So it scans the ground, a beam, so I get a focused beam.
A flashlight, yes, okay.
So it's like a flashlight.
Yeah.
So so that's what I'm creating. I'm creating a signal that's polarized, collimated. That's all 5G. That's the main not the only technical parameter for 5G, but it's the main technical parameter for 5G. So where your 4G would be a bulb in the middle of the room which radiates, so as you get away, you get further away from the bulb, the light dims quite significantly. Whereas if you walk away from me, I've got a flashlight, I can still beam that flashlight directly at you at a distance. That's 5G. Now, 5G, from a military perspective, is what's called a direct energy weapon. These are weapon systems.
We're told that 5G, we're told we're going to have better internet with 5G.
Got nothing to do with internet. If I was to fire a direct energy beam, either at a device or at you, using a mobile device, what you would find, you know, if I was orienteered, so let's say the antenna beam streams coming from here, and I'm talking on what they perceive to be a 5G device, and I fire that beam through my head, well, you're probably going to get a stroke. It could probably kill you. These weapons are used to kill people. They're not just, you know, they say that they're non-lethal. It's absolute garbage. And I knew about that from what I was working on in the 80s. These are very, very powerful. I mean, people will tell you, you'll get this industry and scientific narrative that there's not enough energy in the non-ionizing radiation part of the spectrum to do any biological damage. That's what they tell you. Well, I can use light radiation, which is the non-ionizing radiation spectrum, to cut stainless steel. So how can anybody, you know, anybody can go look at a laser, you can see it cuts stainless steel. So how these very, very badly educated, indoctrinated scientists can tell you there's not enough energy in that part of the spectrum is beyond my, it's absolutely beyond my comprehension. But what they most certainly haven't done is worked on any of the weapons programs or the weapons systems, because if they had have done, they would know that that's completely false. It's a false narrative. It gets put out all the time. It's false. I can cause ionization in sound waves, never mind in the microwave radiation spectrum. And you can do that. Anybody can do a quick experiment. Cut a grape in half, put it in the microwave. You'll see ionization and plasma, where the grape, the circumference of the grape, it actually acts as a dielectric, so it increases the radiation energy in that grape until it starts to ionize and then cause a plasma breakout.
So it is ionizing. They are losing electron. We've been told that the 5G is safe and it doesn't. Now that's not true, because you just said that experiment alone will do that. That's very horrific to know that to be true. And that this 5G focused energy, which could be used for many different types, I assume, of direct energy weapons, not just with a HARP program, but could be used for even triggering things by using the metals in the sky, triggering things inside human beings, right?
Absolutely. Well, the metals in a human being are in these vaccines, these mRNA vaccines, and a number of the flu vaccines, which have been given people over the last few years, have nano metal contaminants, and one of the main contaminants they have in there is tungsten. Nanoparticulates, in any event, are biologically toxic. They cause sterilization. The science is absolutely clear on this. These nanoparticulates are actually in the vaccines. The mRNA vaccines are loaded up with lipid nanoparticles, metals, aluminium, zinc, tungsten. Now, tungsten's a really interesting material in nano form. So if you want to be foolish enough to take one of these vaccinations, let's say I've got a 5G network, so I'm scanning the ground, I'm scanning a cityscape, and if I can then see where you would possibly be, you know, you're very, very ghost-like if I was to scan you with using the current technology. All right, so the radiation travels directly through you, and I don't get a very good reflection. So as we spoke before about the aluminium they're putting in the sky, if I load you up with nanoparticles, aluminium, and tungsten, I can see you. So I'll be able to see you, I'll be able to focus the beam at you, and I'll be able to shoot you with what's called a direct energy weapon. It's a lot more difficult to do that if your body's not full of these metal nano contaminants. So the metal contaminant portion, there is no pharmacological reason why they have tungsten nanoparticles in these vaccines, unless somebody's trying to murder you.
Could this be
trying to murder you?
Well, could this be, Mark, one of the reasons why we're having so many different radiation symptoms people are having, whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated? People are getting the bruising, they're getting radiation symptoms from others, because people are getting injected, are radiating radiation?
It's exactly. They're radiating. They have become what's called an RFID, a dormant radio frequency emitter. So when the radiation hits them, I'm accelerating the nanoparticulates using the magnetic flux field, we all radiate radiation in any event, natural radiation. You've got a magnetic flux field around the body. Once I've put those nanoparticulates in, the external man-made dangerous 5G network is then going to hit that body and it's going to radiate. So you then get what's called a local radiator. So you're going to get somebody who's had this vaccination, who's going to be standing next to somebody who hasn't had a vaccination, and they're going to get sick. They're going to make them sick. The people who've had the vaccination are going to get pretty sick. But the people who are next to them will also radiate. So where the radiation will travel directly through them, you're creating people who unfortunately will start to radiate. They'll, you know, they'll just become a radiator for the other, for the pollution that's that they've put into the cityscapes. And cities are very toxic. I mean, if anybody's had any of these vaccinations, you need to get out of the city. Well, because they're planning your death. This is 5G, there's no 6G, by the way. The WEF have stated there's no 6G. That's the World Economic Forum, who are planning your death. They're going to take all your private wealth by 2030. It's in the documents, no private wealth. Now, the only way they're going to be able to get away with that, they're going to have to kill a lot of people. And I do have the intelligence documents. The plans to kill 200 million plus just in America by 2025.
Part of the depopulation program.
It's a total satanic takedown. We've just found out that the blue masks that are coming in from China are laced with
nanotechnology. No,
there's nanotechnologies, but there's ethylene oxide. Ethylene oxide is a carcinogen. It's an extremely dangerous cancer-causing chemical. So they're lacing the blue masks with ethylene oxide. There are some other particulates, some other pathogens, etc. We've actually seen some where it looks as if there's some type of asbestos has been put into the mask. But the ethylene oxide, so there's two types of masks. There's a mask that hasn't been, it doesn't have this ethylene oxide on. Now, they're really dangerous because you breathe pathogens out your mouth. That bacteria then grows and it will increase the chance of getting bacterial pneumonia. You know, you get chest infections, bacterial pneumonia, it'll increase your chance of getting cancers of the lung because you're breathing these toxins back in and out on the mask. Now, the ethylene oxide is supposed to remedy that by killing all the bacteria. Well, if you look at, you know, what most people are made up of, are made up of bacteria.
Yeah.
However, ethylene oxide is a category one cancer. It kills rats, and I think at about 800 parts per million. Now, rats are pretty robust.
Probably more than humans, you know.
Oh, yeah, rats are absolutely robust. Well, this comes onto the vaccines. Yeah. The vaccines have CRISPR technology. Yeah. They'll change the DNA.
Let me ask you another question on, before we get too far into that. Let me ask you a question circling back to the nanotechnology being in the vaccines, being injected into the people. But haven't they also been dropping nanotechnology from the chemtrails? And haven't we, people who are not been vaccinated, haven't we been somewhat radiated already?
Yes, it's in the food. It's in the food chain.
Nanotechnology in the food chain as well.
In the food chain, the larger, what you have to, what everybody has to understand is that, you know, the Creator, God Almighty, right? Lack of knowledge, you basically have to tacitly agree to this for your demise. Now, as long as we do in tacitly, these lot have been trying to kill me for a number of years. I mean, remember old TVs? It was a cathode ray tube. I mean, they had lead glass to try and stop the radiation coming out of the TV, but it used to leak out. And people, they were trying to kill a lot of people, but what happened, we actually started living longer. So the cult aren't happy, you know, because they haven't to pay these pensions out. People are living far too long. So this is their plan to reduce the population, but they're also going to strip people of their private wealth. But what they have to do, they have to get people to tacitly agree. They can terrorize them and make them take the vaccine.
Sure, sure.
But they've actually got to get their acquiescence to it.
So for these 5G masks to be more effective, that's why they're popping up everywhere. But in my home state here in Georgia, in the States, our governor who went out and one came in all supported this, basically this takeover, this buyout. Our local counties sold the right-of-ways in front of each of the Georgians' homes to these communication companies, these big tech companies like Verizon and so on the line. So now that they own the right-of-ways, and our understanding is they're going to want to put these 5G masts right in front of each person's home in Georgia. And I know they're doing this in other states around the country as well, probably around the world. Why is that so important to get that so close to your home? And of course, talk to us why it's so dangerous too.
The equipment's to spy on you. It can backhaul all the data out of your home. There's a couple of different narratives, and that's what we've got to be really careful. I can tell you the narrative. Verizon believe that this equipment can scan into your home. It can then interrogate all of the equipment in your home, spy on you, can spy on you 24/7. So the government like that. The plan to make revenue from this is when you finish with a product, maybe a tin can, it'll have a printed radio frequency identity tag in it. It's basically a dormant image. I'll show you on the money.
Okay.
You'll probably start to see this in the next few years. This is a new £20 note.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, see that? Yeah. Like it's like a little bit of, it just looks like a little reflective foil.
Yes.
I can scan that with a 5G network. I'll get a reflection from it, and I know that. So that scanner will be able to see that £20 note in my pocket. The same technology is going on all your packaging. So they're going to change, your barcodes are going to be printed on with the same technology. It's going to be a small foil. You will already have products with these dormant RFIDs. You know, when you come out of a shop, scanner goes off because you haven't paid for it. They're radio frequency identity tags. Your whole home's going to be full. All your product range is going to be radio frequency identity tags. So as you then put, so I've seen the financial plan behind this. When you dispense of that packaging, the local council can either bill the company who made it, bill you if you put it in the wrong bin. So it's not in these environmental, you've got to put it in the right package. They can actually fine you. And that's where they've been told to fit this and install this equipment so they can then make money either from fines or from the packaging and the waste. Because one of the largest costs to authorities across the world is waste collection and waste. So this covers, this makes this, that they've been told that by installing this spying equipment, this scanning equipment, they're going to get a sort of financial uplift in relation to this. The government are going to get a total spying grid. But what this equipment will do, it's here for one purpose, to commit mass genocide. Once people get, that's why they're pushing the vaccinations. The cult know, obviously Verizon don't know that all of their customers are going to die. The local smart meter, gas and electrical company doesn't know that all of their customers are going to die. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. So this whole thing's all interconnected. It's all run by the cult. The cult know that once they get the vaccination in you, it increases the toxicity, the radiation that you're going to be sprayed with in your near locality from these 5G masks.
Do you have an idea of how, what percentage increase, because the inject, because we're getting nanotechnology and ingesting from our air or food or water, as you're saying, but the actual injection, when it gets into your bloodstream there, it seems to be have much more of a negative effect or more of an effective effect. Do you have a percentage of increase of when people get injected versus not injected, how they'll be more radiated?
Well, what we know is there's quite a number of the injections are placebos.
Okay.
So what they can't do is kill everybody all at once. See, they want people to take, let's say, a jab, and then the guy down the street, he drops down dead, takes the jab. But the guy up the street had the same jab, he's fine. So he says, I must have been unlucky. Well, they can't have them all dying all at the same time.
Yeah.
So what they're doing, they're actually rolling out, and we've got evidence of this, a lot of the jabs a large percentage of the jabs are placebos.
Gotcha.
You don't get a reaction, you know it's a placebo. Yeah, you know it's definitely a placebo. So a lot of people getting placebos. What they're going to do, they're going to come back and go, well, you need a booster, because they're going to have to kill people over a period of time, because you're going to get what they're going to call a new variant. Right. And all that new variant is my weapon system, my 5G weapon system, picking out an area where there's a number of people who've been vaccinated. So then I can scan the cityscape, I can pick out these people, and then I can focus a pulse modulated frequency at that building or a particular area. So then all of a sudden you've got this massive outbreak of people dropping down dead, getting very sick, pulling me a DMA, just can't breathe and drop down dead. So you get all these people who are seriously sick in an area, and that then helps to support the narrative that it's this pathogen. But it's not. It's a 5G network that can actually see these people and target them. All the people that die in these next waves will be the vaccinated. The unvaccinated won't die. The vaccinated will either end up in hospital. I've got a government report in the UK, 100% of people, if you've been double vaxxed, you're 70% more at risk.
70%.
And if you've been 70%, and if you're single vaxxed, you're 30% at risk to either be hospitalized.
Do they have a time frame? Because radiation is a buildup, you know? Is there a time frame where, like, this could go years, decades, or it could be months? I mean, does anybody have any kind of, is there any science behind that?
It's what's called an asymmetrical war. So the more I talk about this, and the more I ambush their game, the fitted 60 gigahertz in a lot of the schools.
Yes.
In the UK, in a place called Birmingham. So we've got some evidence. There was a caretaker there. He actually pulled one of the Wi-Fi systems to pieces and sent me the pictures, and it was definitely 60 gigs. Now, 60 gigs, it actually accelerates the electron field in an oxygen molecule, and it stops your hemoglobin from picking it up. So you basically get oxygen starvation. You'll suffer pulmonary edema, basically a bit like altitude sickness. So you'll sort of that. They're going to put that down to this virus, all right? When I started speaking about this, I went to Birmingham. I spoke to a large group of people in Birmingham. Then I spoke at Sheffield, and there was a lot of people. So it's not far from Birmingham, another part of Yorkshire. And lots of people there, but it was out on the internet. So there was lots of people live streaming it. So it went out to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, me talking about these 60 gigs routers in the schools that they'd recently installed, and that the children, when they went back to school, would get very, very sick. They didn't do it. Mm. And the reason they didn't do it is because I'd already told them. Now, if they did it and all the kids start getting sick, then it's a problem, because they go, oh, well, you know that guy, the weapons expert.
Yeah, he was right.
Well, he said that, and that's what was going to happen. So what they're trying to do is try and discredit me by not doing.
Sure.
Well, they can discredit me as much as they want. What I can tell
you, more people will live.
The more they discredit me, right? Where what I'm seeing when doesn't come true, all it is, it's just they're pulling away from that battle plan. I know that battle plan. I know exactly how they're going to do it. I know exactly what that scheme is.
Go ahead. Let me hear it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me cut you off. I was going to say just about the 5Gs. If they raise the 5G, that's the variable that will determine how quickly people will die.
Right. They switch 5G on proper in South Korea in April 2019, and they set fire to five cities. The amount of energy in air, the electrical grid, you'll burn it out, because the hardware, you see, your biological structure, it's a bit like an X-ray. If I X-ray you, which is very powerful, but in a millisecond, when I X-ray you, the energy goes through you, it doesn't stop. So it's not, they're not safe. And if you get a lot of them, they're very not safe. However, 5G, the problem with 5G, it is accumulative. You can't feel it. And what they did, they turned it on and turned it up in South Korea. What it does, electrical equipment, I can take out my adversary's communication systems using 5G on the battlefield. And it's basically just energy and air. So all of your chipsets, your computers, your TVs, if they start to turn the 5G up, Your TV's going to go down. Your digital clocks will go. Your computer's not going to work. It's going to burn it all out. It's going to burn the electrical grid out. That's what they tested in South Korea. So the next plan, vaccines. So I can kill you with a lot, I mean, absolutely significantly less amounts of energy. All the people that died in Northern Italy had actually had the flu jab. So there were older people who'd had a flu jab. They put the 5G network in, the flu jabs, they've been contaminating them just a little bit more, a little bit more. And that's how we first realized that they were going to use this vaccine as the vehicle to increase the toxicity of the 5G network. And it's because what they can't afford to do is burn out the electrical grid, because the weapon needs energy. Mm-hmm. It needs cables and energy. So if they take down the grid in South Korea, they set fire to 5 separate cities with national emergency, that would turn out the military or the fire brigade people, set fire to 5 cities. And what burst into flames was the transformer boxes in the houses, the buildings. And I had one, we got some imagery. We were watching quite a lot of the imagery at the time. And there was one picture that I took. I did the talk at EAV10. So if anybody wants to watch the EAV10 conference where I spoke at, I've got an image of a copper coil drum. You know, it's just in a yard, you know, so large copper cabling in the drum. The copper and the cable is actually on fire, and the wood casing of the drum, it's perfectly all right.
So the reason why, Mark, they have to do the injections to braise up the potential kill grid there is to avoid destroying their hardware for the weapons to be used.
That's exactly what the problem is.
That is so sick to know that's where humanity lies, in these handful of people's level of compassion here. One last question here for you, Mark. This is fascinating information. I think most people need to hear this and just wake up to actually what's going on, because the 5G kill grid, along with the metals and the vaccination, seems to be the 1-2-3 punch here. Could be the 1-2-3 punch for humanity if we don't wake up to it. So Wuhan, what happened last year or 2 years ago, wherever it was, a year and a half ago, was that the kind of experiment for what they're rolling out now on a worldwide level?
Wuhan was a test. The mandated vaccinated the Chinese over 55s in the Wuhan province in the November 19. They then put them in the 5G grid. And obviously we saw the pictures, people walking along the streets just collapsing the roads. I saw pictures of people where they were just projectile vomiting blood, where they'd been hit with direct energy weapons. And you see, for me to be able to cause that, I can't do that with 5G without the vaccine. However, that would take out the grid. And you see, they can't put that much energy in there, so they've had to bring in this contamination into the body so that then you reflect and that can kill you with a lot less frequency. In fact, some of the lower energy fields at certain pulse-modulated frequencies, I mean, they've actually put sorbitol in the vaccine, and that opens up the blood-brain barrier. The nanoparticulates then will travel across the blood-brain barrier to the brain. Well, can you imagine, you've got these small, toxic tungsten particulates, nanoparticulates in the brain, and then I start to modulate. So it's basically the magnetic flux frequency, and I start to vibrate those nanoparticles. I'm just going to eviscerate your brain.
Yeah.
So that's why you see people, if they're hit with these direct energy weapons in that very low power, don't have to be powerful, especially when you've got those that contamination in you. It's, you know, that's why they use them as weapon systems, because yeah, they are very sophisticated and very secret.
So that's just a horrendous future we have to look forward to if this plan does get fully rolled out. So real quick here, Mark, I guess that wasn't the last question. Well, give us something positive to look forward to. What can we do about this at this point?
Well, we're making some fantastic headway in the UK and the courts. We're starting to wake a lot of people. There was near 1 million people on the streets of London last Saturday. So people are really starting to wake up. I mean, the last talk I did in London, there was 35,000 people there, which was absolutely fantastic. I went down there last weekend. There was near a million people there marching through London. The mainstream media haven't covered it at all. So people are waking up. So if you think it's near a million people on the streets of London, how many people are sitting in the home? You know, it could be 10, 15 times, 20 times that number, who know what we now know. And you see the thin blue line between the cult and the people. There's a very thin blue line of police officers. And they're starting to come on board. The fact that I was talking to a number of police officers there, they weren't aware of this ethylene oxide that's been sprayed on the masks. Now, the British government have lifted, so that these people in the cult, in government, have stolen £36 billion to bring this toxic PPE into the United Kingdom from China, where it's been laced with lots of pathogens, and it's laced with this ethylene oxide to kill, because the police are making them wear them. So the cops are coming up. We even got, and I said to one cop, I said, you need to tear that mask off. He said, why? I said, well, do you know what's on it? And he went, no. I said, well, go back to the Metropolitan Police and ask them for that risk assessment, because that's what they like to do. They like to sit with a risk assessment. Yeah. So I said, go and ask them for the risk assessment. Anybody asking you to wear a mask, you need to ask them for their risk assessment, because I can tell you now they don't have one. Mm. And you will be harmed. You will be bodily harmed by wearing that mask. And that mask wearing, all it is a satanic symbol of your submission to be a slave.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to be a slave. These lot want you dead. Don't want you as a slave. They're going to kill you. See, I hear a lot of people talk about 5G being a social credit system, a control network. I get all that, but that's what the cult believe it is. What I know it to be, it's to kill all those that acquiesce and tacitly agree to it, because this is the end of times prophecy. This is the ascension. So God Almighty, he didn't send us here with the inability to think, to critically think about what's going on. The evidence is there. You've got Yeadon, the top guy out of Pfizer, chief technology officer. He says roughly 2 years. You've got 2 years. If you're lucky, you take the vaccine. You've got Geert van der Bosch, the top scientist in the world, born on these type of vaccines, who developed these type of vaccines. And he, on the data that we already have of the people who are getting sick and dying across the world from this vaccine, he's stating within a couple of years, he'll be dead. Mm-hmm. Professor Dolores Cahill, Keir Chamrani, you've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, I can just go on and on and on. Dr. Tom Cowan, Dr. Lee Merritt, weapons expert, Professor Francis Boyle. I mean, just go and look there. It's not Mark Steele telling you. I just know the weapon. I know the weapon and I know the plan. These are some of the top experts in the world, not the criminals who are working for the government or actors pretending. I mean, there was Marvin Hagler. It was a good job that Hitman Hearns put the tweet out about him being hospitalised by the vaccine. So a fit man in his 60s, still training, fit as you like, got that vaccine. He was dead within days of taking it. It's not the only one. There are hundreds of thousands of people dying. We've got young people being crippled, having strokes. This is a biological weapon that was developed in a weapons lab at Fort Detrick. It was taken to a weapons lab in Wuhan. That's a grade 4 weapons military laboratory. And they developed that vaccination to weaponize it. And the base patent came out of Purbright. Purbright's main office is porting down in the United Kingdom. It's a weapons facility. It's a weapon to kill. It's not a vaccine.
It sounds like, Mark, we're going to have to wake people up quicker than ever before at this point. I want to thank you for coming in and sharing this a horrible future, but yet brave soul and courageous soul for sharing this information, because not many people will actually do this at this point. And thank God for your for what you're up to and what you've been doing, because this is a time we need to hear the truth, and we can't hear and start believing or continue to believe in the lies and the propaganda that got us into this mess in the first place. So thank you again, Mark, with everything.
Thanks very much, Tim. Right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.